Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today's daf is Lamed Gimel. We're on four lines in the bottom of Lamed Beis and Beis. But just to go into again one quickly, the din of rights of the kuma the davar aser. We had the case of the cheres hadrayoni, which was the pottery shards that had the concentrate of strong wine that was used to create the Kool-Aid, wine Kool-Aid. And the person wants to use this cheres hadrayoni to prop up the bed, so he doesn't couldn't care less really about the fact that the wine is in the pottery, but he needs it because otherwise, if he breaks it, he's not going to have what he wants. So he wants the key of the wine, agav the davar acher, which is the cheres. And Tosfos from Bein Tam, said from the Maskanas HaGemara that we hold, right, to Bikima is mutter, it's only also where it's be'en. So he says in Bein Tam, if you have, let's say, a pot that absorbs Basar B'Cholav or Chametz Pesach, which is Bahano, since it's not be'en, you'd be able to use that pot for whatever thing you can use it for, except for eating, of course. Because it's, you know, he's right to Bikima and Basar B'Cholav or the Chametz. It's not considered, it's not a problem, right? So we came out of the Dover Asher, it's not the end. That's what made it time. Big problem with Tosfos, and this is what David Monk was mentioning yesterday, Shlita. Yitzchak, David, said this yesterday. The Sugya of Samach Dalit is very, I don't want to go into it, but the whole Sugya is really mashed very strongly that the problem of right to be accumulated the Dover Asher is because there's a halacha that you have to destroy of the Zorah. The Gemara compares it to Kalayim, and there's also, you're not allowed to be Mekayim Kalayim, there's a Chiv to be Mevarit, there's a Chiv to be Mevarit by the Zorah, and when you're right to be Kumay, even for whatever reason, even if it's temporarily, or like the Gemara's case over there, someone was hired to break barrels of Yayin Nesach, right? He doesn't really want the wine, he wants the wine so that when he should be the one that has to break it, so he should be able to get paid for the breaking of the wine of the Yayin Nesach. But he doesn't want the wine of the Yayin Nesach. So the Gemara, Samach Gimel Mebeis, bottom Samach Gimel Mebeis, Samach Dalet Mealef, is very strongly mashma that the problem of Reitzu B'Kiyumoi by the Zoris was the Chiyum, the obligation to destroy Avay the Zorah. So if that's the case, what's the Rabbeinu Tam bringing from Avodah Zarah to Basar B'Chol? He's saying, just like they did over here, right, it's mutter, but it's not the end. Okay, fine, maybe that's because there's no chiyuv to be mevar if it's not the end. But out to the Yisra Hamnoah, but Basar B'Chol, like Basar B'Chol and Chametz and Pesach, there's no chiyuv beer over there, so what's he... So there's also an obligation. So what, there's no chiyuv beer on Stam Yenim. No, is that true? Maybe. Okay. You say what? Okay. Well, whatever you're saying, though. Okay. So if you want to say that chiluk is true, it's for sure mavur then that this sugya is not that sugya, because if it's al chiyuv beer, there's no connection. So Rabbi Natan is bringing from this Gemara to Basar B'Chol and Chametz and Pesach, there's no chiyuv beer, even though the Gemara does Samach Gimel and Samach Dalet is mashma that that's the reason why Reitzu B'Kiyumoi is a problem. So you're saying that, of course, that Gemara can't be a problem of beer because there's no chiyuv beer on Stam Yenin. That's also very true. So what's the pshat? So I'm going into it, but the stipler, and again, look at the stipler, Kiyas Yaakov, is a very nice piece on this as well. A few nice pieces that we've mentioned in the past couple of days. If you look at the stipler in Kilos Yaakov, he says that the Taka are two dinim. The study later on is talking about the din of the mitzvah's beer. That's one halacha. And then you have the second halacha, which is our Gemara, is the way I understood it. Not like David Monk understood it based on the Gemara and Samach Gimel, but the way I understood our Gemara is that it's a lamdash question in the Geder of Isra Hanoh. If the Isra Hanoh goes so far to say that even if you don't want it for in and of itself, but if it's wanted, Ali Dei Dover Acher, even that's a very far, like a weak rutzen for it, is that included in the Isra Hanoh or not? And that's the Gemara over here. So it's two different Gemaras, two different sugyas. You see what he says there, how one doesn't apply to the other. but just wanted to bring out, really just to bring out, you can't just forget about the Gemara and Samach Gil and Samach Dalet, which brings out, seems to bring out the reason for Reitz of Bikumai, that we're going to mention yesterday.
What's the double lock thing that you mentioned yesterday?
The double lock.
The double lock is also even in the
Even the signing. Yeah. Okay. So maybe we'll get to that in a second. Yeah. Very good. Okay. We'll see in a second because that's the Gemara today. So I was going to bring that up before we started the Gemara today. The other thing I just wanted to mention is that the Rabbeinu Tam, this is a big problem, that we know there's an Isser of Bishalakim. You're not allowed to cook. But you can't eat from the cooking of a goy. Well, everyone knows that. Bishalakim. And the Rebbeinu Tam says that Shechor has no problem of Bishalakim. There's a Tesis here. Tesis in the same Tesis over there. And the Tesis brings the, sorry, I'm just trying to find where it is.
That was on Shabbos stuff.
Well,
was it on Shabbos stuff?
What?
It was on Shabbos stuff that I saw it.
No, Tosis brings it down over here. Why there's no Isser of Bishul Akum?
Bishul Akum, no Shechor.
Yeah. I saw it on Shabbos. No, Tosis brings it here somewhere. I forgot where it is. Okay, whatever it is. I know Tosis says it. You can trust me on it. Taisa says that there's another issue when it comes to the beer of a non-Jew. I guess they boil the hops. They heat it, or the production of beer requires them to cook the hops in the water, which means that the goy is cooking it, and there's a problem with Bishul Akum. Morning. So forget about the problem of Shechar Akum, of Chasnus, this and that. What about the halacha of Bishul Akum? Taisus says a very big chiddush, and we have the pasuk like this as well in most cases, is that, oh, here it is. I found it. It's on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis.
I told you.
That's what you said.
Yes. I told you, Shabbos is stuff.
I thought you said Masechta Shabbos.
No. Shabbos is stuff.
I didn't hear you say something. I beg you, Mechila. Why isn't this not working? Oh, maybe that's why I didn't hear you. Then speaker will.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Place
on the bottom says two reasons why there's no Bishul Akum by Sheikhar. One is that it's not Oyla al Shulchan Malachim. Apparently, in those days, they didn't have beer in the king's, right? The halacha is the foods, only foods that are roy to be served are shulchan melachim. We'll see this later on. Only foods that are able to be served at a king's table, meaning it's a delicacy, something that's darach hashuv. An example is a big shayla like potato chips. Potato chips, is that considered al shulchan melachim? So they actually, the OU, I think it was the OU, asked the presidential committee, I don't know, the caterer or the president, if they serve potato chips at the president's meal. The president Trump, maybe Trump is a little bit, yeah.
Trump likes McDonald's.
What? Yeah, but would they, I'm sure he likes McDonald's, but would they serve it on the Shulchan Malachim? Would they serve it at a banquet of a king? They actually asked him. I think they said no. There's a whole set of rules about what could be served. What? The White House dinners. So maybe I'll look up the exact lashon. But that's the halacha of Bishul Akum.
There's no problem
Bishul Akum by beer, apparently, because it's not only Shulchan Malachim. I don't know if that applies nowadays. I'm assuming they have beer in the Shulchan Malachim. But the main thing is the Tosfos brings a second reason. Just like, what bracha do you make on beer? There's a mezainis. No, we say that this doesn't explain so much, but we say that the beer, the hops, the grain part is bottled to the mayim. Therefore, same thing here. Ochanami he betel in iser bishul. It's also bottle because of the iser bishul. So the It's bottled to the Mayim. And the Mayim, oh, so that's what it means. On Mayim, there's no Isur B'Shalach. Because you can eat it raw. Anything that's eaten raw, you don't need to be cooked, essentially. Vegetables, for example. Unless they're very significantly improved. But like normal things that you don't have to eat when they're cooked, then there's no problem with Bishalakum. So here, the Mayim, there's no bit of Bishalakum. The grain within the Mayim is bottled, and therefore, there's no problem with Bishalakum by Shefa. That places, and it's talking about brought down Wahalakum, just important. I'm not going into it again, but the Bach on this halacha Tosfos Kishel from Hilchos Brachos to the halacha of Bishalakum is a very long stretch. Bach asks, but it's important just to know that this Tosfos is ma'ir this kasha of what happened to Bishalakum by Shekhar. Okay, good. Right, thank you for listening. Let's move on. Okay. Okay. So, we're on the daf, again, Mama Gimel's today's daf, but we're on the daf along the base, 4 lines from the bottom, Omar Shmuel. Shmuel said, if an Oivik Hashavim is going to Tarfus, Tarfus was this, festival where they would serve the pagan gods. And it was like a party matzu. The theme of the fair was going to Zohar. So, in that case, about the Zohar, yeah, we'll see there's a different case in a few lines, but it wasn't the main theme. If he's going there, so Eved Chachav is on the way, he's on the Oregon Trail, okay? Bahalicha, if he's on the way, it's usher to do business. Why? Because if you do business and the guy thinks he's getting a good deal, he's on the way to Canaan land, right? And he's gonna end up thanking the God, and there's an Isra on that, right? An Isra of the Yishon al people. The Azul Maida came with this Chacham, then it's a problem. It's going to be Maida. But Chazara, but on his way back, is Mutter. It's Mutter to do business with him. Why? Maida Haba Haba. What was. He's an Oivet Avodah Zarah. He does terrible things. Right? He's Ben Noach. He's not even allowed to do it. He's Chayv Misa. But what was, at this point, he's on his way back. He's not going to go back and do Maida. And therefore, you can do business with him, even though we get a good deal out of it. Yisrael, but let's say it's Yisrael. Ha'hoylech, he's going, the Tarfus. Why he's going? Well, Chapi Yitzhara, he's on his way to the fair. What? Halicha's Mutter, it's the opposite. What? Halicha's Mutter. Yeah, why? Because the Mahadar Bey, also, because a Jew, Ken Zayin, will do tshuva, Yiddish hearts. Blave showing this, what? Right, yeah. 100%. Right, even if he's a Russian. Right. If someone's Makadish and Isha, he says, I'm an Asha, I need Sadik, even though he's a Umar. The Kedushin is Chal, because we say he's going to be the Chayesh B'Tshuva. Right, over here, yeah. Okay, yeah, but there, I guess you say, you see, he has in his mind to be close to it. But brings out the point that Yiddish Neshuma, Pintel Yid, maybe he'll come back, and he won't go. Yeah, he won't go. He's on the way. Even if he's on the way, he'll stop, and he won't go. Well, at the Chazara, this is also true. The Chazara, let's say he comes back, he's on the way back, then it's usher by a Jew, he's worse than the guy. Guy, he's fine, man, the Havavi, he won't go back. But a Jew, once he's there, he does it full steam. Even the Abed Bey, Mahadar Hadar, Azul. But once he does it, a Jew is Mahadar, Chazib. That this is, they do everything. If you're a communist, you're a full communist. You know, if you're a liberal, you're a full liberal. Never. So in that case, if he's Havid, Avid Bay is Mahadar Hadar, he's gonna go back. And therefore, look at Rashi, Avid, Zoshin Anivogi, Bukhala Kama, that means you're bound up by it, like a bow, like a knot. And therefore, by a Jew, you're not allowed to do business with a Jew on the way back from the Tarfus, because he'll go back. He'll get a good deal, he'll go back. He says, Ben Bahalicha, again, maybe the pshat is, once he's on the way, he's committed, he's fully committed to the Savoy de Zorah, and therefore you can't do business even on the way. Amravashi Kitanya he Yisrael Mummer. There's the Yisrael Mummer. How does he become a Mummer? How does he become a Mummer? He goes work in Sanhedrin. The Vada Yazul, he's for sure gonna go at that point. Once he's a Yisrael Mummer, we don't assume he's gonna do tshuva. So it has a different kedusha. I'm not saying it's out of
it,
I'm not
sure.
Yeah, I think a few who, what does it say over there? What does it say by Kedushin or Baruch David? If someone says, I'm an Ashni Ashani Tzadik, a few who, even if he's like, you're wrong, they're not. But what does it say there? Someone's Makadish.
Okay, one second.
Can you look it up?
One second. Yes.
The other one's asking, it's a Shtibel Stira, that over here, it seems that he won't do tshuva once he's a mummer. What does it say over there?
With the tzadik? I don't think it's talking about a mummer over there. That's the thing. No, it's just that because what happened was that he said that, you know, he's tzaddik.
Maybe over there it's different, right? Because he's already entertaining the thought.
And also he puts in a tzai. He's already, he put in his own tzai. So now you have to deal with it.
A little hirachuva over there.
Yeah, hold on a second.
I don't know. It might be talking about a moment. I could be.
I got it right over here. Menashehi. Ashir Vinzadi. It's in the Memches in Kedushin. I'm looking at it now. I'm going to find it.
It's like on the page, no?
You know, it's just the two of them. Hold on a second.
Towards the top.
No. I'm doing all the Amenasis is over here. Find it in 2 seconds.
Yeah, well,
I don't think over there it's talking about a woman. Over there it's talking about just a regular person, but he's saying Amenasha Nitzadik. So he, you know what I'm saying? He's saying Amenasha Nitzadik.
I thought the Gemara says a lot, even if he's,
even then he was saying.
Okay, it's the Tasha.
Same idea.
Mm-hmm. All right, you let us know. Tana Rabban, please let us know.
I'm finding it.
Oh, a guy who's going to the Yerid. This is the...
Yeah, I said something, Rosh HaGomer. I'm sorry, it says Rosh HaGomer. But he's not a mummer or anything like that that would question. And by the way, we posit that a mummer's kedushin is kedushin. Over here, the problem is that he already formulated the kedushin and he made it contingent on it tonight, and that was the problem. In other words, regardless of what this guy is, he's saying I'm an ashi tzaddik. So all of a sudden, he's introducing an additional element into the equation. The tonight requires it.
Better than a mummer. I'm saying it's a pretty strong good kasha.
But mummer's condition and the flesh is a condition.
But again, it's okay. All right, very good.
Yeah, okay, let's go. Come on, we gotta move. It's great.
We gotta move.
It's baptized. That's what we're doing.
Oh, we're baptized.
We should have used the word that the senses changed to mummer.
Baptized. Steinsaltz.
No, that changes all.
Yeah, but he says it's a censor again, Steinsaltz. Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry.
People don't like the censor.
I know he's throwing it. The homosexual Steinsaltz is censoring me.
The old man.
Come on. Okay, he's going to this is like the business. He says at the conference or something. So there's a little bit of avodah zarah mixed in over there, but the main thing is for business. So therefore, if the guy is on the way, again, he's going there for business, not there for avodah zarah. So if you could do business with him, whether he's going or he's coming back, it's not going to be also a maida. That's not his raison d'etre. Huh? Yisrael, but if Yisrael is going there, v'halicha's mutter, okay, he's going to do business also. However, v'chazorah's aser. But if he's coming back, then the chazorah is Osir. Riff has a different gear set, but let's go with the Gemara here. Ma'ishna Yisrael. So now what's the difference? Ma'ishna Yisrael, v'chazorah, Osir. What's the difference about Yisrael when he's on his way back? it's also to do business. Why? The Amri avoides pechavim zovin, because we say we assume that here again there's no problem with ozel umaydin over here. This is doing business. One second, let me just finish the Gemara. This is doing business in a non-Jewish conference kind of thing. It's a avoid the Zohar conference. So that's the case. Why is the Jew doing business over there? So we assume that why is it usher for you to do business on the way back? Because we assume that when he was on the way to the pagan fair, right, he was he sold an avoid the Zohar of it. He had a Geshker to sell with Geshker, and he brought it to the Rid, and he sold it there, and therefore he received Dmei Avodah Zarah, which is Asur B'Hanah. And on the way there, of course, there's no problem. He didn't sell it yet. So, again, there's no problem Asur L'Maydeh. But B'Chazar is Asur because he sold the Amir Avodah Zarah, and therefore Dmei Avodah Zarah, Yikah B'Hadeh. However, Avodah Zarah, same thing. And the Chavim Nami, Neima Avodah Zarah, the guy also, let's say or assume that he went to this fair to sell his getchka, and he therefore received compensation for that, which is also the mevitz chavim is also. So what's the difference? So what do you say? Hello, I think chavim amrinam glimozavim chamozavim. You see the guy traveling with a shirt and his donkey. Why is he going to the fair? Not necessarily to sell a getchka that he has. Pocket Geshka. You'll say maybe he went to sell his shirt or his donkey, and therefore on the way back, even if he has money, do business with him to sell him something wouldn't be a problem because he doesn't have to have his Chachamim. If that's the case, Yisrael Nami. Neima should say, Emer Glima Zavin, Samer Zavin. Maybe he did the same thing. Why do you assume that what he sold there is going to be the Meir? I mean, you're going to receive money from him that we used to sell with the Zaruf. Maybe he sold his shirt or his lima or his camera. Maybe he did business with other merchandise. The Isla, as Mar says, is different. If that's the case, what's the Jew do? What's the Jew going to the pagan fair for? What's he going to the pagan fair for? He wants to sell merchandise. The Isla, Davalei Halchav Masbalei. He should have, if he's selling Jews, go to a Jewish marketplace. Go to, you know, it's a place in Muncie, whatever, a plaza, kosher plaza or something. One second. So that's the difference. If a Jew, again, if he's on the way, he wants to do business, he doesn't get the money that he has, is money that he's bought from his house. There's no demand for his gechavim. Fine, that's mutter, whether it's a Jew or a guy, it doesn't matter. On the way back, a guy, he does it to do business, because there's no indication otherwise, mainly for business. A Jew, there's an indication that he went there for business, for selling a zara, because if he's doing it just for money, then he would have just done it over here. Now, what happens, let's say, if the Yerid is better pricing? So this is Machlekes Rishonim over here, if there's a better price over there, a Yid should give Parnasa to another Yid. So right, the greatest form of tzedakah really to support another Yid in business. So he says it wouldn't be a good excuse, good reason.
But would the money be usher in that case?
Let's say it's better pricing. Let's say he ends up going.
Yeah.
Let's say he ends up going. Yeah, I guess. I guess it might be even worse that the. He's saying from the fact that
he had one of the above is the whole reason it's us, and because it's
not. He uses the chiyuv to support another yid. He's not. He obviously had another opportunity there that wasn't here. Yeah, here I don't know, but that's some say that if he's allowed to go if it's it has better pricing, and maybe that's a good reason why. But in other words, you can't assume that it's Me'av Adis Chachavim if the pricing is better there. Maybe he went to sell a Zara. He went to do business because it's better pricing. So that's a very good point.
So you've been
to
the Tarfus the same thing?
No.
By the Muslim.
Yeah, Tarfus is a pagan festival.
Yeah, you've
where they go to serve a Zara.
You
read is a fair.
A business fair?
It's a business fair. But it's mainly for pagans.
It's a time that you have to sell a Tarfus by.
Again, from the fact that, like Gemara says, if he's just doing it to sell Again, there's no demand for Avodah Zarah at the Jewish at kosher fest, right? There's no demand for Avodah Zarah. So the Pashtus, why he's going to go sell his wares there is because by pagan fest, there is a... Yeah. Okay. The Habon the Torah. Okay.
How is the difference? I just don't understand the difference between a Yerid and a Tarfas. Yerid is sometimes Avodah Zarah, is that what you're saying?
It's kind of a problem.
I don't understand. It's partially, no?
Look at Rashi.
No, what's the difference?
Look at Rashi. Yerid. Look at the Rashi.
I know, Yerid is also Avodah Zarah.
It's a business conference.
No, if that was the case, then Yisrael should be mutter too. That's what I don't understand.
Yid could do business with the kosher fest. The kosher fest. Why is he going to pagan fest? He could sell his wares at kosher fest.
So, pagan fest. The diamond company.
I'm sorry.
Pagans attended. That's what I meant. Not for the pagans. Okay. I don't need a cop. I'm sorry. Listen, I'm not. My nearest IT, I'm Klusha. Well, I don't understand it at this point.
It's not correct.
Okay,
and bring it down over here. Stam Yerid is shall avoid desar. We got to figure this out.
Yeah. Okay.
Stam Yerid is also avoid desar. It's not as
accentuated. Oh, we're talking. Sorry. Okay.
We got to move on.
Habon Mutarn. They're coming back. It's Mutter again. It's not going to be Ozal Lemoyd. I'm not from Allah. Shloishonu El Shank Shun Sebezeh. Right? If there's one individual, a lone person coming back, fine. We don't assume if you do business, he's going to get a good deal and go back. He's on his way home. Fine. El Shun Sebezeh. But let's say there's a whole chevra of people, a bunch of boots over here. So then Asurid, the Asur, Imadai Tel Asur. Because then you have a whole group of people that are Greiluch, they still have the spirit of the Avodah Zarah in them, because they're all together, it's a Zaman and a group, and therefore, if there's a Simcha by one, they'll all go back together to be Moedah again, and therefore, by Boyin, even if they're coming back, it's going to be Aser to do business, because it's also Moedah. Yeah, difference between Yochanan and Rabban. Yeah. Oh, Noedah says the Chol Mekan Kanan. Okay, now, the Sugi here. We're going to get into a little bit of the sugya of Hechsher Kalim, I guess you can say. But the key thing to keep in mind here. This is not the sugya of Hagolas Kalim. Hagolas Kalim is when a Kli absorbs something when it's hot. So it goes, it's Nivla, it's absorbed. We know there's a famous rule. The rule of thumb by Hagolah is Kiboloi Kachpoltoi. Right, so if something is absorbed in a certain way through heat, the only way that it's unabsorbed or it's released very good. The only way that it's released is through the same manner that it was absorbed, which is heat. That's the sugya of Hagolas Kalim. This is the sugya of Yayin Nesach that was absorbed, Bitsoinun. That's what I was going to get to. If it was absorbed through a cold manner. Now, how does it get absorbed through usually something double tzaynin? Well, kavush. Very good. Yes, God. Say the. Very good. Yeah. Oh, shit.
This is the
sugya
of sherry casks.
Okay. Sherry casks. Yeah, same thing. Very good. Yes. Very good.
Thanks.
Yeah. So that's the sugya we hear. So it has different rules than regular Hagolas Kalim, different rules. And that's what we're going to go through, what absorbs, how you get rid of what is absorbed. But don't get confused with this Gemara and Hagolas Kalim, please. Okay? That's the Hagdama. Tana Rabba. It's Yiddish wine that was taken from the... Let's see the Gemara. Yeah, but again, it's... Had Goyish wine. Let's... Okay, no. Tan Rabban, Noida Saiv de Kachavim, Gurudim, Hadashim, Mutarla. You have the Noid. What's a Noid? Rashi says a Noid is made out of leather, different than a Kankan. Kankan is made out of Eris. Key point over here. If you have these leather flasks, Gurudim, which means that they would make it watertight, is they would line it with pitch, I guess. or pitch, I don't know. And that would sort of make it watertight. That would be part of the production of it. And, but the zephes, the tar, pitch, whatever, would be more absorbent. So here you have a new kli that was both conditions. We both conditions. New meaning it wasn't used many times. It could be used once or twice, but not many times. And gruda meaning it doesn't have, it's not lined with zephes. The rule over there is mutar. The mutar meaning you get this noid from a guy. It's mutter to use because we don't assume that there was any absorbed yayin nesach within the walls of the flask. But you need those two conditions. New, meaning it wasn't used many times. It's important. And number two is that it didn't have grudin, means it was smooth. It was, did not have the pitch lining on it yet.
There's no issues with the tray from leather or something like that.
Oh, it's tray for leather? No. So that's right. There's no problem with nevela by leather. It's considered eitz ba'alma. Right. 100%. Yishonim, but let's say, right? It's eitz ba'alma. Yishonim, let's say it's an old pitcher, meaning it was used many times. Umazufafin, and umazufafin means or it was lined with pitch. So then it's asurin, because again, it absorbed the yayin nesach, and therefore you can't put your wine in it. It'll take out those blias from that wine, and you can't use it. Ave kachavim rivavon, the ivdon. Let's say ave kachavim rivavon, over here means he did line it with pitch, the ivdon. And now this is referring specifically to the process while he's lining it with pitch, okay? And he's making the kli, and the guy, Pashtus, puts wine in the Yisrael Emet al-Gabo, but there's Yisrael Mashgiach that's watching this, and it's Choyshish. Then you're not Choyshish for Yayin Nesa over here. Okay, now we'll see exactly what this case is right now. Right, so got that case? Last case here. Over here, what's the case? The guy is lining the barrel, and he's putting wine in, and there's a Yisrael Emet al-Gabo. His wine. Who cares? The guy's thinking about the Zohar. The soul's watching. What does that help? So I'm Rav the Yisrael noise of the Yisrael noise of the Tachin Yayin. The Yisrael is putting in. So then, the Yisrael Achor Emel Al Gabov, and then there's also a Mashgiach. So you have three people. You have the guy here who's working the Kali, making the flask. You have the Yisrael is putting in wine. It seems that was part of the process, by the way, is that you put in wine to dilute. Yeah, to make the pitch, take away the smell or cool it down.
Take away the bad smell.
Take away the bad smell of the pitch, and you put wine. They have taste. You're not choishish if you saw zemel al gabov. Okay, now this is important. After you saw leisim tachin yai, you saw after zemel al gabov lomeli. You saw your stomach is not doing the shemayin nesed. So no difference. This is very important for those kashrus. Vilma al gab tirdei menase alavadaite. The Yisrael who's putting in the water, the yayin, he's not doing it. He's doing it because he's focused on his work. He's helping the barrel be produced, or the flask to be produced. So he can't prevent, or he's not watching, the Mepharshim say, that he's not watching that the guy also doesn't add in his little shtickel over there. He's involved in his work. And therefore, you need a Yisrael. So in Chanami, the Yisrael is putting the yayin in there. We're not worried that he's going to be doing it the same way the Zara, but it could be that the guy might add a little bit of his shtickle in his yayin. And therefore, you need a mashkiach. You need a mashkiach to be Omer al Gabov. And you see from this Gemara that if you have someone who's a mashkiach, he can't be one of the cooks. Can't be a cook in the kitchen. Because Agav Tirde, you can't just have one of the cooks be a Yid. I mean, you have Jewish cooks in a restaurant. That can't work for Hashgacha. Because Agav Mar says over here, Agav Tirde, you need a Mashgiach. So that's the reason. Fine.
Yid is putting in his own wine to the Noy. Or Chesh says, the guy's going to put in some wine that he's not going to notice.
It's the guy, but it's the guy's pitcher.
Yeah, yeah, the Yid is pouring in wine, and also the guy comes in with the guy and Nessa. He's going to say, it's all not he's strange.
You better believe it. You better believe it. Yeah. You'll see. Well, get ready. I mean, once you learn through all the chashras, the hilchos kashrus, I mean, you talk about the din of Kol Yisrael. The guy's going to go sneak and get pig's milk and then all that. Yeah. Just, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's, well, it opens your eyes a little bit. Razvid Omar, he says a different tarot. So I think the Amrit Meikara, really like he said before, that the guy's putting in the wine. Over here, the scenario is the isser, again, the guy putting the wine to help cool the pitch and take away the taste, that is not an issue of Yain Nesach, because the Iker emphasis here, according to Rashi, Lamar says it's like throwing water into cement. Rashi says here that you throw the water, the wine, into the zephis while it's being heated and wine the flask. The wine gets destroyed to the point where it's dries up and it's not like, it doesn't exist anymore. It's like destroyed. It's destroyed. And therefore, that wine wouldn't be a problem. Now, you still need a mashgiach again because we're concerned that the guy might add on more, put in different, after it's lined, again, similar reason why you need a mashgiach. But the actual wine that the Gemara asked before, mashgiach is there, how does it help if the guy's putting in wine? Because the wine that the guy puts in, that the Jew is watching in the process of the zephas, that would not be an issue. Because it's like Zurich. It's like Zurich Mayanati. I'm not puppy.
In other words, it is an issue of the Ayin Nesan, but it's destroyed.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yes. We are choishes if he's doing it in the Nesan. But it's not, it's Zurich Mayanati.
Even though Yain Nesef normally is B'mashah, later on the Gemara is going to talk about Kama Kama Bato.
No one is
mentioning that over here. That's very strange.
Seems over here, this is not a problem of shear. It's like it became ash, right? You have ash. Ash of chelev. Not chelev anymore. That's not a mashah of chelev, right? It's not chelev. That's the Chara the Gemara is saying. According to Rashi, at least, according to Rashi. Different chayfets, panam chadoshes. Amar Rappapi, shemami yom adrav zin. We learn from Rashi. Hai avik hachavim, nishad hacham lebein milchi, Yisrael, sharim. Let's say a guy throws wine into salt. I think it was part of the production of it, or whatever. He threw wine into the salt of the Yisrael. It's sharim, because the salt burns the wine, to the point that, again, it's similar to tit, and therefore it's going to be mutter like that case. There, again, very technical, over there, it actually gets destroyed. Rashi says, let's read the Russian of Rashi. Doesn't get completely dry. It's not like when you pour it into the hot pitch, in the case of melach. Now, Tosfos over here says that this is a dichoy ba'arma, but really, salt is similar to zephas, and there wouldn't be a problem. Again, if you learn like Rashi, it's hard to really understand why there would be a similarity. Okay, you have to see, not so simple. Okay, but that's the difference. Eddie Tyler, Eddie the Arab, Onas, Hanuziki, Mirab Yitzchak Bar Yosef. He stole the pitchers of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef and Rama Buhu Chamra, and he put wine in the pitcher, and then he gave them back to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef. Also, Shaul Bein Adrasha. He then, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef wanted to know, can he use these pitchers? Because there's wine that got absorbed in the barrel. So is he allowed to use it, or is there a problem of the absorbed wine? Nothing. Making sense here? Making sense? Okay. Amalei Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah said, Kachai Ravani, Aloch Lamaisa, what do you do? Again, this is where you have Tsoinen absorbed in Eris. What do you do to kasher it? The Malon Mayim Shleshi Yomim. You fill it up with water for 3 days. Uma'aron, then you pour it out. So a three-day soak. And how do you do it? He adds a qualification for the process. You have to change the water. Change the water every day. So 24 hours, water number one, okay, you pour it out. Water number two, day number two, and so forth, so on and so forth, day number three. And that's how you get rid of the absorbed wine. This is how you cash your cheres. Now we're going to see another way of doing it. Rashi later on, we'll have to see if everyone holds like this. Rashi places that you can also cash a cheres by waiting 12 months. It's another thing. And we bring that up. It's very Nagel Halacha when the Chacham Tzvi, right, the Chometz, if a person becomes a Baltuva, right, if there's a way, they have to throw out all his china if we wait, when it becomes a Ger, if we wait, 12 months. Very well. So we'll see that next time. Savimina. Now he thought, who's talking here? Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Savimina, Hanimili Didon. He thought that this is only by us, like the Ziki of Rav Yitzchak, Shenivel Behen Yayin Kosher Tchilo, Rav said. But let's say right here, what happened was the Eddie, good old Eddie, crazy Eddie, he took the pitchers that were already used. So his wine was already, already had wine in the barrel. So he's putting more wine, not absorbent. So that would work, this soaking process. But let's say we buy pitchers from a non-Jew that he used from the beginning. Maybe that would have worked. Maybe it's too absorbed in the walls of the kli for you to be allowed to use it and use this through this process of kashrut. Yes, Rabbanan, Rav Shimon Lakish, Echad Shalom, Echad Shalahem. Same thing. You could do this process of kashrut, whether it's theirs or ours, yours, mine, and ours. Same thing. Sav Rav Acha Bered Rava Kamed Rav Ashi. Rav Acha Bered Rava said, and he thought in front of Rav Ashi, the Meimer to say, Hanimili Noibus. This is only by leather. Okay, like we said before. But, right there, would work, terrace, because over there it's more absorbent. So to do this process, again, the 3-day soak process, wouldn't be enough. No, same thing. This is a way to kasher a terrace. Again, that was by Leah, but Simon. This is a way to kasher terrace.
This is like a theme, by the way.
Oh, we'll see. This is a chatzilah. Yeah, this is a chatzilah for sure. Now, there's a big taisus here from really Lama Beis and Beis all the way till here at the bottom, which goes through the halacha lemaisa of different types of materials that you buy from non-Jews. The minute was to buy from non-Jews. Depends. Gets into porcelain and glazed cheres, all those things. Glass,
porcelain.
Porous, right, yes. It's how that works. But again, this is all b'tzayin. When it comes to chamin, teres ain't a takon el b'shvira. You can't kash a teres if it's by le'ah b'chamin. You can't, you have to break it. Because there's no way of doing hagol. But if it's b'tzayin, this is normal. Tan rabbon. Kan kan shol v'kechav v'chadoshim v'udim v'tarim v'shanim v'musaf v'muzufafin asurim. Here, by cheres, similar to what we had before by leather, if it's new and there's no zephes, then it's mutter. And here Rashi says an important difference, that by cheres, you cannot have used it even once. By or, by Hunoidis, if you used it once or twice, again, I don't know how much, but you used it very small amount, over there, you can still use it without kashering, it's mutter. But over here, if you use it even once, it absorbs, and it's only mutter, where it's absolutely new, straight out of the box, and with no zephyrs. Yishanim, if it was used even once, and there's a fucking ore, and there was zephyrs there, it was absorbent, then asur. If the guy does put inside wine, then the Jew puts in water, and like you said, this is the meaning of the kashering process. Yeah. No, this is even by, it's asur. How do you kasher it? This is how you kasher it. Yeah, you put water the three day water process. Another way to kasher it is that if the guy put in wine, you can put in tzir umarayis, which is again brine, and then morayis was fish innard juice. In those cases, you can do that as well. This is again, Rashi says,
if
very potent liquids that are destroyed. In this case of Tzir Murayis, it's L'chachila or B'diyad. Now you see from here that Avada, the 3-day soaking process is there. Yeah, like what he was brought up before. You see from here, it was where it's coming from. But the Tzir and the Murayis, maybe over there it wouldn't work. Wachatchila, maybe the own B'diyad. Toshima, the Tony Rab Zvid Bar Oishio, and the Kechim Kanim Eib Bechavim, Hadashi, Nice Lentochen Yayin. Again, like we said before, Yishonim, Nice Lentochen Tzir Marayis, Chatchila. Right? Rachel Bitzatana. You can't get in. Rabbi Yitzchak, are you following him? Everything good? Am I saying good? What?
If it's new, why did you have to do anything?
So again, this is not talking about when it was new.
It's Chadash.
Where?
Then you have to do anything.
No, but all these kashering things. What's going on? You're showing them the Zufafim. No, you're showing them. Yishanim, and then Yishanim. You don't do anything like that.
No, you can.
You can. It means you're allowed to do K1.
Just put wine straight in.
I would throw my question. Good draw. Is that true?
What? Withdrew the question. No, I'm not making
the point.
Nice. Okay, good. Thank you very much for the help. Rabbi Huda Nesiyamir Rabbanu. Another way of doing this. What about Hazim and the Kivshino Eish? In Islavnu, right? Islavnu means it becomes hot. Now, why is it called Islavnu? Comes from the word lovan, white hot. So you put it back into the kiln. Kiln. Oh, that's the word, right? Kiln. You put it right? Vishos? No, that's the word I was looking for. It came to me. You put the theras, the earthenware, back in the kiln, and it becomes white hot. Does that work to burn up the yain nesach in there? And is it okay for kashering again? Amar lei. So Rav Ami says Rav Yehuda Nasir, Tzir soyrif or like kosukei. You put in a little fish brine that burns it up and destroys it. On the timer, it's going to work for the kivshon ha'esh, the fire will do as well.
What's the kosher? I mean, maybe it gets hot and it doesn't push out all the bleeders. I mean,
right. So the way I understood it was that the sphere is it's still together a sreifa. You'll see this. There's a big yisoid, I think, that the heat is just a meat. Sreifa means for something to be consumed or burnt up. Heat is one of the manners of doing it, but also the potency of something. Because we eat here, it doesn't burn our stomachs, but it has the ability to. It's not like heat, but it still has acidic. Yeah, something like that, acidic. Right, that's a good example. Acid is not heat oriented. The Gemara is saying that if seer has the potency to you see the word Gemara? Seer soyer. Right? Yayin Soro. Yayin Soro, that's whiskey.
Yeah.
Gosh, yeah. So you see that. Idmar Nami, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Om Rabbi Asi, Om Rabbi Yochanan. He said this from Kanan Shabbat Chom, Shech Zim, and Kivshon Ha'esh, Kivan Shech Nishra Zipton, Mehen, Bukutron. Once the pitch starts peeling, so it starts dripping down, you see the pitch drip down, at that point it's not enough that the bleas of the yain nesach become burnt up, and therefore it's mutter. Amar Rav Ashi, lo tema adin nitron, nosron, el afil rafoi nirpo, avagav d'loi nosar. He says, you don't say that you need the pitch to actually start dripping down, even if it just becomes liquidy, weak, it becomes, starts to melt, it becomes, softer. Avagav d'loi nosar, that's also hard enough for it to get rid of the bleas. Now, what about kinsa? Kinsa means you don't return it to the oven, the kiln. Rather, you put in little twigs that make the inside hot. Does that work? Please, you burn it. Please, you burn it. One says it's osur, one says it's mutter. Now, why is it different? Because here, apparently, it doesn't, it makes the inside hot, but it doesn't penetrate all the way to the walls of the cheres to make the walls hot to get rid of the blias there. So that's what's different about kinsel. When you have something in the kiln, the whole thing from the outside, the heat source from the outside goes all the way through the walls, penetrates the zephyrs throughout the cleat, through and through, and that's better than the kinsel. Now, are you allowed to put in beer? Beer burns up the bleus as well, apparently, again. Now, the issue might be, though, if you put in beer and drink with the kli that was absorbed with the anesach, you could use it for beer, there might be exeir that you would use it for wine. Are we choishes for such a thing or not? From Nachla Yehuda Asri, Rabba Shari, Nachla Yehuda says, also Rabba says Shari, Ravina Shari later of Chia Bredu of Yitzchak Nimir Beishikro, Ravina was Matir of Chia Bredu of Yitzchak to put in beer, also Rabba Beishamro, and he ended up doing this exact thing. So maybe we should be deceived, Mikhaishish. But if you look at the Chashu Lemilsa, he wasn't, no, Machnish can say this. Oh, my God, he did it by, it was a happenstance.
But this is trial about being Machnish Shev on the word, but it's here from Orion. The way I understood it was so that you put it in, and then it takes out the pleas, you pour it out, and then you use it again. You're saying
that
you just
mash
the
shaykh.
No, it's
just the bees come out.
So why is the
shaykh? 100%. It's
you
see from the Gemara before, it's soyrif.
Right.
So soyrif means it. So that's what I'm saying. It's not
that arise
for that seer. Seer soyrif. Gemara says seer soyrif. That's what I'm saying. You have to. What?
God takes out the bees.
No, so you see, not like that. It's acidic. It actually. It's that's what I was saying. That's what I was trying to emphasize it. See that seer is it burns it. It's soyer.
Right.
You hear?
The same. It's very interesting.
It burns it. Well, where does it go? Yeah, you're right.
I think it's in the liquid.
Why shouldn't it be different than mine? Let's say it's not soyer.
Because mine just takes it out. It doesn't burn
it. Also take it out.
No, Sarashi says sheikhur is like seer. Burns it. Yeah, you say what? You say Mishikra Mavatala in the time of the Chamra. It has a Mavatala. I mean, there are different levels. You can burn something. You can take away the strength of the taste. No, that's what I'm saying. You can't.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't destroy, yeah. Yeah.
It's destroyed.
It's
you're saying the Sheikh is like the seer, and the issue is that it's there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I learned it, yeah. Again, I'm not saying the Matzias is so palatable, but you see from the Lashon HaGemara that it's so here I'm saying. No, it's on top. I think you were in the bathroom. Wherever you went, I may took a phone call. Six lines from the top. No, maybe your wife was calling you. For a good reason. I completely lost the place here. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna. Oh, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna. Hamlehan humani de pakusno. So he had these. There was a certain material. Rashi says tzviy boker. Okay, it was say a leather. No. What was?
Made
out
of dung.
Oh, tzvi. Oh, okay, yeah, dung. Again, the clay is similar to the. It's a yeah.
You have that by
tzvi a boker.
You are that phase. By the parzum.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the clay. Oh, that's on that phase. Yeah. Oh yeah, for 7 days. Oh, very good. Okay, yeah, so you made it out of those.
Yes. Where are you?
Hey, good. Shalom to the Lord. Not some. Okay. So, Malidu Maya, and Achinu B'Shimshu. So, he again, this is a similar to Charis. You kasher it through the water process. But he wanted to do a hiddur. He wanted to be masculine. So, he put in his son to heat it up. Sure enough, Kol Maisav Gerea, Poku, there it is. They burst open. Amalei Rababa. Rababa said, "Asertinu Allah Isura de Loilu. Asertinu Allah Isura de Loilu. They were forbidden while they had the blood. Now what you did made them also forever. I mean, you can't use them.
What did the Rabbanan say? You should put water in it. The Chum say that this is enough. Don't be maskmir more than the Chacham. That's it. This is what they said. It's enough. Trust the Rubel like the fast, they'll call myself by Rea, call a potter, go saw in the Kohedit. Yeah, like you said. Amrab Yes, Amrab Amma. Play Notter, Ain't Lutara Lomas. Play Notter. This is also a certain type, of earthenware. It's not to be confused with sulfur, as Placer says. Okay, Ain't Lutara Lomas is very absorbent, and therefore there's no way of being Lutara at all. My Klinator, I'm a Yesu Bar Oven, claim it for Ferris Chil Tzrith. This is the Kli that comes from the earth, which they would, actually says they would mine Tzrith from there, which I think is a certain type of salt. Alright, it was a salt mine earth material, so very absorbent. The Beit Parzik Rafilo of the, new case. The Beit Parzik Rafilo. The Beit Parzik, he was second to the king. It's Rafilo, second to the king, actually says. The name of the person, his name was Beit Parzik. Second, he was a chashuv person. Anasani kum mi pumpadisa. He stole these barrels, jugs, whatever, from pumpadisa. Rama bu chamra, and then he was chashuv b'tshuva. Adunu ne'alayim. Also shailu Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, they asked Rabbi Yehuda, are we allowed to use this? Omer davar shem achnisa l'kiyim hu. Rachatzchun b'mayim e'mutarim. When they put this water in, the wine, I'm sorry, they didn't do it for that wine to stay. It was only put in very, very temporarily. And therefore, all you need to do is, mechashcha means to scrub it a little bit, with water, and that'll take away the bleas or the, whatever, the surface, and the mutter. Umar al-Avira, hani chatz bish, and you have to reconcile this Gemara with the Gemara before, that's the Tesis deals with Rash, and Tesis. We don't have time to go into it. Fine. Umar al-Avira, hani chatz bish, chini dar moy. These Hatsbishimi, they come from the red earth. Red earth. What is it? What's the earth they're talking about in the Ukraine? Rich earth? Rare earth. So this came from red earth of a guy. Again, the barrels of a guy, so they might have put wine in it. They don't absorb that well, and therefore you can just scrub it with water and it's mutter. Amra Papi, many pasvos of the Bay Mitzi. These pasvos are also klicheres of the place where this is, it comes from hard ground. Again, human blood bowel tube, it's not very absorbent. They don't absorb. Pasi. Now what about cups? Rashi says, they're just used, cups. You don't leave the water in there for a while. You just use it to drink. What do you do about those? Ravasi also Rashi showed. Ravasi said, it's usher, and Rav Ashi says it's mutter. Now, what's the case? If the first usage, when it's still somewhat soft or not so absorbent, it's absorbed, not saturated yet, if the guy puts his wine the first time it's used, then everyone agrees it's usher, that it absorbed the wine. Keep pligi the palm shade. Let's say it's the second usage of the cup. So in that case, that's what this machlek is. Is it saturated enough that the guy's wine won't get absorbed anymore, because again, they're not very absorbent, or is it not saturated enough, and therefore the wine does get absorbed and there's a problem. Keep pleading the palm gimel. We're only arguing about the third time. Gimel is mutter. Amrazid. I'm mani de kunya. These mani of kunya, Rashi says, klicheres mitzuba be'aver. They're covered in lead. They're glazed with lead. The current will meet, okay? So these, the point over here is that it has a glaze on top of it. Chivra b'uchma, if it's, I guess, white and black lead, sharu. There, however, yiruka asr, but if it's green, I guess different types of materials, then it's asr mishum, the mitzvah. It absorbs, okay? What? Actually, says Ubali Tvei. Yeah. The Izbu Kartufni, but let's say any case over here, it has Kartufni, right? If it has cracks or bumps or something, then it's Kuku or Kasiri, because it gets absorbed in those little parts.
What does Mitzraf mean? Rashi says, Mishum the Mitzraf Shayish by Kak. Well, just give me the translation of that word.
No, I mean, it comes from that, like we said before, that type of, mechaferishal strip. From that material, yeah.
Okay.
The material that the earth, that they used to mine for a certain type of trif, which I think they translated a certain type of salt.
Luminous earth.
A luminous earth.
Alum.
Is one of the periodic tables of elements. Alum earth. How do you understand it a little better, Bob Levy?
Just how do you spell it? Alum?
A-L-O-M. U-M. Sorry. The Alamo.
So alum earth is just what has minerals in it?
Yeah, it's a
certain type
of
minerals.
Yeah.
Okay.
They said, kunya, no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't absorb. White, black, white, green, everything is good. I think we'll stop here for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.